Idaho Potato Bowl. Kevin McDonald joining us here on the program. Kevin, sounds like you got a lot of work headed your way and got a good game between Wyoming and Central Michigan for December 22nd. We appreciate you being on the program. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks for having me. Doing really well. Excited to have you guys coming to town soon.
Can I ask one question?
Absolutely.
Have you seen that semi-trailer truck with a big potato on it lately?
I have.
Okay.
Is that parked right outside the office?
It's not lost. Was that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that guy's had so much trouble finding it. I just wondered if you'd seen it.
Yeah, no, I got that. Took me a few seconds, but I did get that.
I did too. I did. It flew right over my head, Kevin. I'm not going to lie. It flew right over my head as well.
I like the dog is what I like, so there we go.
Kevin McDonald joining us here in the front. All right, Kevin, how did it come down to this Wyoming and Central Michigan? You know, we saw you see all these reports from all these college football pundits, and the things change so much after games and stuff. When did it finally, you know, really come down to it that you had Wyoming and Central Michigan right in the crosshairs?
Well, we didn't know for sure until Sunday morning, but felt like we had days leading into it. It really kind of felt like, you know, you guys were falling into place for our game probably as much as a week ago. It felt like it was a pretty good chance that you guys were going to play in Boise. And then it was kind of coming down, would you play against Central Michigan or Northern Illinois? And, you know, what I was hoping for was we were going to get the winner of the Central Michigan-Northern Illinois game, which was played Friday before last, and Central Michigan beat Northern Illinois. So we are happy to have the winner of that game, and I think a team has played really well in the second half of the season and should be a good match for the Cowboys.
I guess the question I'd ask earlier today, Craig Bohl had his news conference, and it appears that it's probably, I would say, 99% sure that Josh Allen will play in the bowl game up there. For the national TV audience, that's got to be a nice, I guess, addition or nice maybe relief to hear that he's probably going to be able to play in the bowl when they come on the 22nd.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, it's really nice to hear because, you know, we just realize how special a player he is. And bowl games are, you know, made up of good teams that are comprised of special players. And to have Josh playing the game, it would be a big boost because I think it means a lot to the Wyoming fan, too, to think about being able to watch him play in his last game and be excited about, you know, where he might be going, because what a great ambassador for the university.
Does that have any bearing on the decision to bring certain teams in, whether a quote-unquote star player may be playing in it or not?
Well, honestly, it can make up a big part of it. And, you know, we had to really kind of make that decision, you know, a week ago that was a team that we wanted, irregardless of what happened to Josh. And, you know, I felt like that, you know, missing two games and realizing that by the time our bowl game kicks off, it'd be 6 weeks after that injury, just hoping that, you know, that shoulder would heal up and he'd feel good, and figured he'd want to play his last game, you know, with his teammates. And so, you know, I don't know if it's rolling the dice or not. You know, I've always liked the team anyway. I think you've got great fans. You know, whenever Wyoming plays Boise State here, you see a lot of Wyoming fans in the stands, and that was the same this year. And you just know there's a good following, and excited when you think about, you know, a good team with good players headed up by a terrific coach and have a good fan base behind him.
Kevin McDonald is our guest. He is the executive director of the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And Kevin, when it came down to, you know, getting Central Michigan into play, you said you were hoping you were going to get either Northern Illinois or Central Michigan. How has this game been received by those MAC schools over the years, though?
Well, they really love coming to Boise. You know, not that they can bring big fan bases to Boise, but they love coming and gaining the experience of playing in a different city. You know, a lot of MAC games are played in the eastern you know, half the United States. And so for them to be able to come to a unique space like Boise, play on the blue turf here in Boise, I think it's something that, those players have really enjoyed. We know the coaches enjoy it. The ADs talk about our game. And I know that Central Michigan was excited to come play.
I'm going to give you the Chamber of Commerce moment now. Wyoming fans looking to come to Boise, I know the ball game is at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. I've got a sister who actually lives in Boise and works for the BLM up there. She's all excited because she's flying home on the 23rd for Christmas here to Cheyenne, so she can get to the game on Friday. But for the fans that are going up there from Wyoming, give us a little idea of Boise. I've been there several times, been on the blue turf. Tell a lot of the fans what else there is going on in Boise, what there is to do in addition to the bowl game.
Yeah, so the downtown core of Boise itself is a pretty tight geographic area. So restaurants, bars, movie theaters, shopping, really a fun atmosphere, really a good vibe in downtown Boise. So I think for the casual fan or just a traveler coming to Boise, I think that's one of the first things they notice is it's really convenient to get around and be able to do things in Boise. You know, we've just got so much in our area, a great river that runs right through the city of Boise. We've got a ski hill that's 30 minutes away from downtown. You know, we're going to take the players and take them snow tubing as long as we have snow in the mountains, which right now we've got some snow, and hopefully we'll get a little more in the next few weeks. And for the fan itself, lots of opportunities to stay in the downtown core, which is in many places, it's a little bit of a long walk. It might be a mile to the stadium, but you can walk to and from the stadium. On game day, we're going to have a big fan fest where we're going to have a fry feed where we hope to give away as many French fries as people will come and eat for free. Last year we did over 2,000 pounds of French fries at our fan fest, so we will have that there. We'll have live music. We'll have an indoor, where we'll have what we call Family Field Day, which is in our indoor practice facility that the teams will practice in during the week. And we'll have what we call Family Field Day, where families and kids can come, you know, do NFL-style things like 40-yard dash, vertical jump, all sorts of obstacle courses, things like that. All this is free to the fan who comes to the game and can enjoy festivities prior to the kickoff of the game, which will be 2 o'clock, which, as you guys know, 2 o'clock in this time of the year is probably the warmest part of the day. So kickoff should be sunny, and it should be the warmest part of the day. So I think it'll be a good experience and a good atmosphere for fans to come to.
I'm going to trust that you won't let Josh Allen on one of those tubes, okay?
I'll leave that to Coach.
Okay.
We've never had anybody injured, thank goodness.
Kevin, this bowl game has been around. I mean, it's been known as the Humanitarian Bowl before when it first started, and hard to believe, 20 years ago, I mean, that this bowl game started. When did you come along for this bowl game, and, you know, did you get the feeling, you know, it's been supported well, that it would be around after 20 years, because some of these bowl games that get started up don't stick around for very long?
Yeah, this is game number 21 for us, and I've been involved as the executive director for 10 years, okay. And I was involved in the bowl for 4 years prior to that. When this game first kicked off, I think most people, including a lot of people around here, felt like this game, you know, might last 2 or 3 years. But, you know, it just kind of shows the appetite for college football, postseason college football. And, you know, we've got a good, you know, football fan base here in Boise, good corporate support in Boise. We've got a terrific local, you know, title sponsorship, the Potato Commission. It fits with who we are as a community. You know, we're as a state too. We're ag-related. We're hardworking. You know, it's an area where, you know, people you know, enjoy the outdoors, and our bowl game, we really embrace all of that.
I guess, and I don't want this to come across the wrong way, because a lot of bowl games are in the warmer climates, and you alluded to that, and some of those tropical destinations. Were you guys able to make this, and how do you make this a destination where fans do want to come to this game?
Yeah, well, again, we don't hide from the fact that we're in the we're a bowl game in Boise in December, and you know, that's why we take the kids snow tubing. That's why we have our pep rally outside, you know, the night before. We have an outdoor fan fest. We know who wouldn't want to go to Miami Beach for, you know, a bowl game, or to Phoenix, Arizona, but you know, there's only so many communities and so many places that can host those kinds of games. And, you know, so really what we try to get down to is embrace our community, embrace who we are, embrace our weather, embrace the fact that, you know, that late season football is, even if you're playing down south, it can be quite cool and quite cold. And, you know, we're not that different than anybody else. We, you know, you may play a game in the 30s when you're here. You might play the game in the 40s, you might play the game in the teens, but we have had really great fan support, and I think the kids come here, and really that's what bowl games are supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about, you know, a great experience that the kids have. You know, many of them are seniors who will never play another football game, or freshmen who are coming to college who are experiencing their first time what postseason college football is all about. So we try to embrace that. We don't hide from it. And, you know, we put on a good football game.
Friday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. I love the time slot, too. You get the Friday game. You get it all to yourself at 2 p.m. I mean, you can't really beat that in terms of a time slot and being on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing is the teams get here, the kids play the game, they go home, and they go have Christmas, and
right. And
the fans can do the same thing. So we're not holding people over Christmas, and we really like to get our game in and get it played and let the kids go enjoy the rest of their holiday.
Outstanding. Again, Friday, December 22nd, 2 p.m. There in Boise, Idaho, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl between Wyoming and Central Michigan. Executive Director Kevin McDonald joining us. Kevin, thank you so much, and best of luck with this game. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you guys show up in droves.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.